Okay, we're gonna record and then we can put it up on our website
Okay.
for anybody who can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I hear you just fine.
Okay. All right, well just why don't you jump in and give us a little update on what's going on with you and Isaiah 55, and then we can talk about your prayer request and what's going on with the visa. And she proves okay.
Hey, are you back?
Yeah.
Okay. So I could hear you and then everything froze.
All right, here we go. You good?
You should be good. Yeah, go ahead. I'm just trying to get the right
He's
microphone
just
in
trying to
here,
get the
but yeah.
microphone fixed in here, but you can go ahead.
Okay, sorry, did you ask a question? I missed that.
Oh yeah, okay. So I just said, why don't you give us an update about how things are going with Isaiah 55, and then we can kind of move into some of your prayer requests.
Okay, yeah, sure. So, as I think most of you know, over the summer, mostly June and July, we receive work teams from different churches around the US and several in Mexico now, which we're really excited to see growing. And this summer was really our fullest summer that we've had since the pandemic. Prior to the pandemic, this is about, I think, the rhythm that we were running. So we had representatives from about 25 different churches visiting with us over the course of the whole summer. Was a spread of about 10 weeks, and we didn't have teams every week. We couldn't make that happen. We've got to rest sometime too in there. But we did have a really good rhythm of about 1 week on, 1 week off, which allowed us to continue with our regular ministry and to get to know our interns better who came with us for the summer. And we were able to receive really a lot of churches this summer. So with the work that was done there, we're partnering with another nonprofit in town that's a home for children with disabilities, and we're helping them kind of expand their facilities. They have land, they have space for more room, but they didn't have any buildings. So this summer they did a lot of work for an exterior wall that will help just not to worry about kids wandering off or who's coming on or off the property. So we got a lot of work done on that. And we also hosted four vacation Bible schools in four different areas. The first one was for our deaf kids at the school, right after they finished classes, and then what would be their first week of summer vacation. I think every single one of them elected to come to VBS. So we did a week with them. We did a week for our church here in Reynosa with several kids who were cousins and friends and neighbors of families in our church. And we did a week at a government school here in Aquiles near the mission, where we had a whopping 89 different kids show up
Wow.
throughout the week. And then our last week of VBS was with our neighborhood outreach group. So in total, we saw just under 150 kids in the 4 weeks. So it was a really great, great time. And I think I lost y'all again.
Okay, we're still here. Can you hear us? Uh-oh.
Let's see if you unfreeze.
Can you hear us?
Yeah,
There
we
you
can.
are. Okay. Yeah, so that was pretty much our summer. It was a lot going on. And then during the month of August, we took turns kind of going on vacation, having people out of the office, and things still kept going. It was definitely, for me at least, it wasn't a super quiet month, but compared to June and July, it was a much, much slower rhythm. And now that we're into September, our deaf school classes will be starting back, Lord willing, next week. Our vocational classes, we're working on plans to have an open house to try to start back carpentry and electricity classes, maybe a welding class if there's interest. And we also, this week, we're doing a 1 week intensive with our sewing program. We don't currently have a sewing teacher here in Mexico. We're still looking for one, but our US friend who's coordinated the program since the start was able to come down for a week. We have some ladies who have been a part of the program for a long time, so they're working on some new projects that she's showing them this week. And as the fall goes on, we continue to work on a manufacturing project, which is also a discipleship opportunity in the community, and so that's going full speed ahead. We also, with the deaf school, are building our own curriculum. And so the curriculum team is back from vacation and continuing to work on that next year of Christian educative curriculum that we're hoping will be available for all of Latin America at some point, starting here in Reynosa with our deaf kids and moving on from there. And then let's see what else we have going on. As always, we're in touch with work teams throughout the calendar year. So we already have teams who have signed up for 2024, and those slots are filling up quickly, getting ready for that. And yeah, a lot of administrative work, which is my work, is really starting to pile up because during the summer it doesn't get as much attention. So really starting to move into probably a season of doing a lot of work with attorneys, with accountants, with all of these kinds of people, just to make sure that we have all of our ducks in a row as best as we can.
Oh, y'all have been so busy. Well, we're going to try again to put together a team for next summer. So we have the date. We have a leader who's been designated. So we have high expectations about bringing a big group down in 24. Yeah, we're excited. It'll be that, I think, that third week in July is what we're
doing. Yeah, when it's nice and hot.
Yeah, I was there last summer that week, and it was not this past summer in 22. It was hot.
Yeah, we still haven't gotten a break in the temperatures yet, but hopefully soon.
Is what about the all the Haitian community that's been there? Y'all.
Okay. Yeah. So we don't have a specific outreach for Haitians, but we often have usually about one or two families at a time who come and talk to us and who we end up helping. Right now we have one family who's coming to church. Oh, I'm sorry, y'all. We have a new kitten and he's getting into everything. Anyway, so we have this family. We've seen recently that it seems like the numbers of Haitians have dropped in our neighborhood. And we think a large part of that is because there are some more formal camps set up in other cities, but not so much here in Reynosa. And also because it's summer. So it's hot. There's not as many people literally out on the street. It doesn't mean that they're not there. But yeah, we see a lot of migrants in our community. We have a lot of just involvement as a neighborhood. There's a lot of involvement in the migrant scene there because we are literally physically on the border. But yeah, our Haitian friends right now, they've been here for months waiting for their appointment to seek asylum in the U.S. and they're a very, very sweet family. We enjoy having them with us and we'll be sad to see them go, but also know that, you know, they don't feel particularly safe where they are right now. And we're hoping that they'll be able to find that safety that they're looking for. Yeah.
Wow. That's great that y'all are still having a hand in that community too. So tell us a little bit on the update. I know it's been a big prayer, really, since y'all got married about Rafa's visa.
So there's not really a huge update at this point. Basically, when I went home to visit my family for a few days in August, I was able to finally meet with an immigration attorney, which we've been trying to do since February. but finally was able to meet with someone. He's actually my former boss. I used to work for him. And he really just confirmed that there's only one path that we can follow. We will not be able to get a tourist visa and continue to live in Mexico as we would like to. We're going to have to move to Texas and pursue his permanent residence that way. So what that means for us is basically it's a process that could take 6 months or it could take 2 to 3 years. So there's a lot of uncertainty. There's no way of knowing how long it will take. And also, once that process reaches its end, if we're successful and he is granted that visa, we will have to move from where we are here in Reynosa. We'll have to move to Texas, which will mean a huge budget increase for us because, frankly, there is not even a studio apartment for half the rent that we're paying right now for our home in Reynosa. So that, for me, has caused some anxiety because I don't want to leave Reynosa. I'm really happy here. The good news is because the mission's on the border, it doesn't necessarily affect my involvement with Isaiah 55. We don't expect it to affect that at all. I'll be able to come and go. And just like Kate and Nono or Marcus and Heather who cross whenever they need to come into Reynosa, I can do the same thing. But we really love our community here. We really love our home here and our neighborhood. So it'll be a hard transition, but we're hopeful to have that transition so that my husband can, you know, meet my extended family and we can visit my family, you know, and show him where I grew up and all of these different things.
Will he be able to come back and forth just like you do across the border, or will that
he will. I have something called Sentry that basically lets you go in the fast lane to get across the border. It's a pre-approved security check. And as soon as he gets his residency, he can apply for that, but that program is also extremely backed up, so it'll probably be a year before he would get that clearance. So in the meantime, he can come back and forth, but with the way the lines are right now, that could mean that we come across for dinner, for example, and then wait in line for 3 hours to get back to Texas. Yeah. So it wouldn't necessarily be a day-to-day thing for him.
How does that affect where he does? He doesn't work with the mission, so where does he?
Right. He's a teacher at a private school here in Reynosa. And so we'll see what happens. We'll see what the timeline is. But tentatively, I think he's kind of interested in the idea of what could it look like to work in an American school and just see what the difference is between, you know, these Mexican schools where he's been working his whole career.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
We have spent some time with Ugo, who's here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He moved here and working here, so he's joined the church, or is about to, I guess. And it's been fun catching up with him because we met last summer. So, yeah.
Yeah. No, we were really pleased to hear that he's made it. He's near a church that we know where he can have some community, and hope that'll be a really great experience for him and for y'all.
Yeah, it sounds like it has been. So, how are Kate and Nono doing?
I think they're doing well. They're on vacation right now. They take time off for the month of August and the first part of September. So I actually haven't seen them since July. But yeah, they've been traveling around, using this time to just kind of breathe, to come back with more energy so that they can continue to lead us well, into the fall and into the winter and, you know, all that goes on here. So yeah.
Well, how's Mario doing?
Oh, absolutely. So they just got back last week. They took a few weeks off as well. He and Kayla are back. We started our outreach ministry back last Friday, and Mario's very involved with that. So he's stepped right back in where he was and picking up the pace. We actually have our first staff meeting of the fall this morning, a little later. Yeah.
Tell everybody we said hello.
Absolutely, I will.
Does Mario fill the leadership role in Nono's absence, or who does that?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, Mario does that, and he does a great job of it. We're really blessed to have both of them as leaders here who are so capable and caring and just do a really good job with all of us, yeah.
The Guillermo's wife and family. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was a hard season for his wife, for sure. I would say that she's doing well overall. It's a very long process. It's been really hard. But they continue to come in about once a week, to work with us during the off season. So we still stay in touch with them. And yeah, I would say, you know, she's got her ups and downs, but overall, I think she's doing all right.
Did you to work and cook over the summer?
Yes, she did.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good. That's good.
Yeah.
That was tough news. I know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And it was definitely a hard summer. You know, things come up and there are memories and all of that, but she did well. And we're grateful that we were able to just be with her and have her continue to be part of our life and our team.
Yeah. I know she's appreciated the support too.
Yeah.
Y'all have other questions?
Yeah. Megan, where did your family live in the States?
Yeah. I'm from South Carolina, upstate South Carolina.
What does that mean?
So you've probably heard of Greenville. Most people know Greenville.
Yeah.
I'm from a smaller town called Greenwood, which is about an hour south.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Are they able to come, any of them able to come visit you?
Yes, absolutely. In fact, my parents have come down four times since we got married. I have two brothers, one of whom is married, and they came down in December last year to celebrate Christmas with us a little early. So we're grateful that they can come since we can't go.
Oh, I know that's tough. Well, so we received your prayer request. Are there other things that you would like to put on our radar that we could be praying for?
I think that's a pretty updated list at this point. I may learn more at staff meeting today. But yeah, that's where we are.
Well, good. Do y'all have any other questions around the table? No? All right, well, we may just move to a time of prayer then. Bubba, okay. And time will close us. Anybody who wants to pray can do so. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for this time this morning with Meg and just the opportunity to hear what's going on in the ministry there and what's going on in her life. But Lord, I know it must be difficult to be stranded from being able to move and do what you want to do and have that freedom. So I pray that Rafa's visa would be approved fairly quickly, Lord, that somehow that you could intervene and it would move through and you would make it much easier for them to be together and do the ministry that needs to be done for Meg there in Mexico and for Rafa what he plans to do next. So I just pray that might help Meg and I'm sure the frustration, the anxiety, and what goes on with that, and it's just hard for me to believe what goes on at the border. We just sit back and hear on the news, but it's just a mess to say simply. But just give her peace and patience as she waits for this, and Lord, just continue to use her and her ministry there. That she is major part of the administration to run it to. Keep all the activities going and be involved in the different ministries, the deaf school and the outreach to the community there. So I just pray that you would encourage her and give them a good meeting this morning as they have a staff meeting and go forward. So Lord, we at Trinity have been blessed with this ministry over the years and having Nono and Kate going there and being connected. So I lift up our team this summer, Lord, that you would go ahead and prepare the hearts of people to go, to be involved, to let us be an encouragement to Isaiah 55, and more people here would get involved in conditions in general. So you have blessed us, say, through Isaiah 55 for many years, and I pray that you would continue to use it and bless us, encourage them. So thank you this morning for this time. I pray this in Christ's name.
Dear Lord, thank you for this opportunity to come here this morning and talk to Meg and hear more about what's going on in Reynosa. Lord, we thank you for Isaiah 55 and the impact that they have in their community and the city and all the families that they touch. Lord, we just ask that you continue to be with Meg and Rafa as they feel like they have one foot in and one foot out, Lord, probably, and we just ask that you will open the doors and make easy the path, Lord, that they can have the freedom and the visa and the ability to continue your work, but to be able to travel and see family and be connected, Lord. We just ask that you will be with the whole team there and encourage them as they gather back today for staff meeting. We just ask that you continue to give them vision for the mission they have there, in Christ's name.
Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this time and for Isaiah 55 ministry in the many forms that it takes with the deaf school and to the, not only the children, but to the families that are part of that school, for the teachers there, for the curriculum that's under continued development, and pray that you would guide that and that it would become a good, very effective template for Christian education for deaf children and other children as well across Latin America, just as Meg described. I know that's been an ongoing effort for a number of years, but it's a major effort. And we pray that you would be glorified through that curriculum. That it would be effective as well in teaching children to understand and know the things that they need to know about you and about this world that you created. And we pray continually for the ministry in Achilles, Sudan, and that you would establish the church there. Thank you for Pastor Mario and the many roles that he fills. We pray for the vocational ministry that is there, not only for the deaf school, but also for that neighborhood, and just the many forms of outreach that are happening, that the Isaiah 55 team, the staff there would bring the light of the gospel into that neighborhood. Very needy neighborhood, a very dark neighborhood in many ways. And yet you have your people there. And so we pray that the gospel would go forth and would be a dynamic that would change that neighborhood in a way that can never be understood apart from the work of the Holy Spirit. So we pray for Meg and Rafa and ask that you would bless their marriage. We ask that you would bless this effort to get visa and just to open the door for them in terms of where they will live and be able to afford the accommodations, and that you would go before them in this, and that it would be, we pray for a speedy process and the visa approval and just the related complications that that represents in terms of standing in line and waiting and waiting. And Lord, we all work in your time, obviously, and yet you call us to be effective, and to it is you that enable us, even when it seems we're not making progress like we would like to, and yet we know that your hand is at work there in that ministry and Meg and Rafa, and so we pray your continued blessing on them. And all these things we ask in Christ's name. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Thank you for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for tolerating our little
mission.
Yes.
I'm Bubba Phillips. My daughter is Carolyn Phillips. She's on.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know her by chance?
Absolutely. We love Carolyn.
Okay. Well, I'll have to tell her. I talked to you this morning. So.
Please do. Yeah, tell her we all say hey.
Okay. Well, good to see you this morning.
Yeah, it was great to see y'all. Thanks so much for taking the time. We appreciate how y'all love us from afar.
Nice. All right. We'll see you soon. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye.